Hello, sports fans. Scoop Djokovic here, intrepid sports reporter. Returning after some much-needed off-season detox and deworming. Happy Summer Solstice Day, everyone. Hopefully all your virginal goat sacrifices to the pagan gods went smoothly. The latest game for the Stormies, well, it was the first time that the Stormies had faced the newly formed Triple Play, a team formed out of the merge of other teams. Think Voltron, but with cleats and high socks. It was a short bench of 10 that our Ons d'Orange took to the diamond. It did not start well. With our new leadoff man delayed by what we assume was hair preparation, a veteran hitter was promoted to leadoff and subsequently set a monster shot to the catcher, to be quickly followed by a farther yet similar outcomed pop-up. Luckily, the heart of the order all scored, highlighted by a home run by your very own unretired Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr., but according to Paul Simon, you can call him Al. Unfortunately, TP wiped away the Storm's lead by scoring a handful of their own to take a 5-4 lead. The player's cube kept the Storm off the sheet in the second with a 1-2-3 inning, and then added on a pair of their own to take a 3-run lead. Conspiracy alert! Triple play, 3-run lead. Coincidence? I think not. The game, like my honeymoon, included some unintentional physical contact. On a short dying quail to left, veteran shortstop Joseph J. Pilkey ranged out for the catch, only to meet knee to hip with rookie outfielder Adam, I will hit you so hard you will be seeing white. Both players went down, but Adam graciously helped the old man up. Adam, no relation to Walter, so stop asking me for meth, White, also seemed to take his frustrations out on second base, but redeemed himself well with a cat-like snag behind the plate. Zisterm tied the score at lucky sevens in the third by scoring 3 against Triple Play. Conspiracy theory alert. 3 runs scored in the third inning against Triple Play. Coincidence? I think not. Once again, TP swiped a handful off the roll to score 5 and take the lead again. Into the top of the fourth we go. The bat started connecting for the Orangemen as the bottom of the order all got on, capped off by a base on balls by that wily leadoff man, which set the table for the marathon man himself to step up to the deli counter and order his favorite, a grand salami. Scoring 6 in their half, the Storm once again took the lead and luckily kept the players cubed at bay to hold a tenuous 13-12 lead going into the open fifth. The bottom of the pylon's bench once again got on base in preparation for a 3-run home run that could only be attributed to a certain player being juiced, and by juiced I do mean prune, to be quickly followed by a deep shot over the fence by everyone's favored backward hatted shortstop. The Storm scored 6-6. Insert your own conspiracy theory here. The Triple Players struck back to tie the game at 18 going into the last inning. If there had been any fans, I'm sure the edges of their seats would have been occupied. Going into the seventh, it started with a blast to the right field fence by he's faster than Tom Brady, but once again, Paul Simon calls him Al, which spurred the Storm to score 4 in the top of the inning. Would they be able to keep the hard-hitting TP from leaving a stain on the Storm winning streak? Would this leave some kind of skid mark on the Storm schedule? Well, fans, I can say that the Triple Players came close and scored 2, but our lads shut the door defensively to keep TP from wiping away a Storm victory. Make the final 22-20. This has been Scoop Djokovic, intrepid sports reporter.